from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday? Smell my hand? 2 days ago.
Sunday, I believe, yeah.
Okay, Sunday, Sugar Diaz, our good friend here, who may be the next candidate for the great The problem is, he plays on the East Coast, and a lot of times he doesn't come in when we're on the air.
And that was for the texter at the beginning of the show that said on the Vancouver Ford text line, I really miss the Fernando Rodney alarm. Me too.
It was great. Those were the good old days, Joe.
Those were good days.
Those were the good old days. The good old days with Voldemort and the poop-filled Willametta.
MHCGA.
Yeah.
Make Hot Corner Great Again.
Yep. M-h-g-a.
What the heck?
Make the Hot Corner Great Again.
That's what I'm telling you, dude. I can't even buy bacon anymore. It's too expensive.
You're not wrong.
What about I can't sharks? Buy life.
What about sharks? You guys worried about sharks? Sugar Diaz on Sunday gets tossed for a foreign substance on his hand. And what's really funny is when you look at the picture, like, I don't even know what that is.
If you look at the picture really closely and turn it sideways, it looks like the towers are on fire.
Back and to the left.
Oh, my
Back
God.
Back and to the left. But if you look at Sugar Diaz's hand, it's like, what is on there? It's kind of like, it's like
someone tweeted out, remember the ooze from Power Rangers movie?
Yeah. It's
oh,
kind
yeah,
of like,
I have an ooze.
It's kind of like ooze. Like he had like an infection and it kind of oozed some pus or something. Ooh. And then dried over and became that like gold amber color.
Like a scab, but not a scab.
Yeah. Like, dude, something is on your hand.
He says it's rosin. He says it's sweating rosin.
Rosin is dark.
I just like, well, and granted, you know, the picture that's going around, it looks like it's from someone's TV set. Like, you know,
it is.
The colors on it. I mean, it looks
like ESPN looks doesn't dark. Even have the article of their footage of it. It's somebody's zoomed in
Yet
TV.
Nobody
shot.
Took the time to get that off of their DVR or their phone. Good God.
There's a little bit clearer picture from, but again, I mean, it's darker. Yeah. I just find it entertaining that he asked the umpires to smell his hand.
When in life has it ever gone well when you're like, dude, smell my finger?
Yeah, so smell my hand. Smell my finger.
Smell come my on. Hand. Come on.
That ain't pine tar, kid.
So the ump smells his hand and says, well, that's not rosin. Yeah, see, I told you. Yeah, but it's something else.
You're still out of here.
You're still gone.
Yeah.
And I know guys get caught because guys are still doing it. Like, everybody's still doing it. You know, baseball's always been cheating until you get caught.
I blame Grimace.
You think Grimace set him up?
It was a purpley substance.
He knew, Grimace knew that the Mets couldn't continue their form if Sugar Diaz was reinstilled as a closer.
I will say, though, for Edwin Diaz, man, how the mighty have fallen. Like, it's just...
He makes a lot of money, too.
I know, but, man, when you're...
I saw his... Did you see his first save back?
Whatever the hell it is that was on his hand, it's just... It's sad. It's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad. Did you see his first save back? I think it was like Thursday or something. It was his first time in a save opportunity as a closer since he was pulled from the closer role. He got the save and...
Did he look like he was about to cry?
He looked like they just won the World Series.
Yes.
You know, and the place was going nuts. And, you know, we all want to hear. It's the best walk-up music in the history of baseball.
Bro, they were hammering this on the Stanley Cup playoffs broadcast. This song. They played it every game. It seemed
like. Really?
Multiple commercial breaks.
It is weird. Like, we're going to tangent for a minute because I don't think anybody really gives an S about Sugar Diaz being suspended because I don't think he's very good anymore. So let's... And the Mets suck, so let's tangent for a minute. Dude, I've noticed the thing.
The Mets don't suck right now, okay? They've won, I believe 11, 12 of their last 13.
Are they ahead of the Nationals in the division?
I remember that was the line of demarcation last week. And as of right now, at this very moment, as the Nationals are in the middle of their game against the Padres... Yes,
wow.
They have a better winning percentage.
Okay, the Mets are better than the Nationals. Can we play that song again? You are now better than Logan Thomas.
They are better by .007 win percentage.
Any player you drop is worse than Victor Robles.
Grimace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dude, go Mets. They're going to make the playoffs. Watch.
I've noticed this in the Euros and Copa America. You remember when Iceland was really good a few years ago and they had the like big
like the skull chant,
right? Right.
I just remember the clip of that one Icelandic commentator losing his ass.
Yeah, remember
they had like dentists on their team.
Yeah, it was like the coolest thing ever, and they like went kind of deep, and it was really fun. And their fans, like the entire country of Iceland, was at the World Cup, or I think it was the Euros.
All 250,000 of them,
and they kept doing it. Now everybody does it. Everybody does it. It's like Costa Rica playing Panama, and they're doing the skull clap.
Did they go deep, or did they just like win one game that they shouldn't have?
No, they went kind of deep.
I'm going to look this up.
They went kind of deep.
Anyways.
And now, here's the craziest thing. Now, when it comes to these chants, these guys, when somebody scores a goal, all their fans go, and I'm like, Jack White, it's a bad idea to make that song public domain.
I hope he's getting royalties for
no,
that.
No, he's not. Jack White made Seven Nation Army a public domain song.
Yeah, wow. We could like play that on...
Yeah, we play it right now.
On YouTube, and, yep. And we wouldn't get dinged for it. Everybody can play.
Takes no money from it.
Knowing how stupid YouTube is sometimes, though, they probably still would flag
they
it
would.
For some reason.
You'd have to, like, fight
nope, not
it.
Good.
You got to pay the Library of Congress for the rights
okay.
to that.
Can't use it. Anyway. Edwin Diaz, what are you doing, bud?
I think Edwin Diaz kind of sucks.
Yeah. I mean, again, I feel like, I don't know if this is a matter of... He has been doing this, and he just got caught, or if it's just an act of desperation.
I actually think most of it is. I think most guys are trying to find an edge like this, and I think he. I mean, this was before his first pitch, right?
Yeah, I believe it was before he even threw a pitch.
Yeah, so he probably doctored himself up and was like, "They're going to catch me after the inning."
He went to the
and after the inning, this Vaseline will be rubbed off.
He went to the clubhouse, gave it a little huck to.
Yeah. And he was like, after the inning, this will be rubbed off so they won't know that I'm here. Who doesn't like a good rubby action? And then he walks out and they're like, dude, why do you have peanut brittle on your fingers?
Peanut brittle?
But that's what it looked like, right?
I love peanut brittle.
Like there were like actual chunks.
Fuck, dude, spit on that thing.
Kind of sitting on his hand.
Yeah, it is kind of chunky. It's almost like oatmeal consistency.
Like pine tar, maybe. I don't know.
So I have to think, like Boone got injected the other day, right? There was a bad strike call, and Boone starts yelling.
Someone yelled.
Oh, yeah,
yell from the crowd behind him.
And no, this was actually, it was a Stroman pitch.
It was a bad call. Bad call.
Very bad call, and you can read Boone's lips, and he's yelling, there's balls, and there's strikes, and you don't know the difference. And like, it was actually a good rant from Boone, and he gets tossed. So my question to you is, does an umpire enjoy tossing a manager yelling, or do they just look at Sugar Diaz's hands and say, dude, you're gone? You know, because like, some guy is yelling at you. Like, Boone is yelling at you, you're terrible at your job. You have one job, and you can't even do that. And the guy goes, you know what? Get out of here. Is that more satisfying, or would you rather look at Sugar Diaz and he goes, smell my hand, and you go, no, you're gone. What would you rather have?
I'd probably say the latter of the two.
Yeah, just look at a dude and laugh at him and say, dude, get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
Like when they touch Miguel Pineda's...
Michael Pineda,
when he had the pine tar on his neck, and you touch it and you look at it and you're like, dude.
That the nail,
you gone.
The nail file falling out of the pocket, and they're like, bro.
Oh, Niekro.
Do you get
cheater.
More excited because some dude's losing his S on you and you get the final say? Or do you get more excited by looking at a dude saying, I can't believe you tried this. You're an idiot.
I mean,
get out of here.
If you're the umpire, I think you're a little more shocked in that latter scenario.
I think so, too. And that's why it might be more enjoyable. You're like, really?
You're like, well,
you tried this?
Well, I think it's definitely one of those when he goes home at night, he's like, honey, you won't believe what happened at work today.
This guy was so stupid.
This guy.
He had a nail file in his back pocket. This guy had oatmeal on his hands.
Babe, tonight is Sunday Night Baseball, HD cameras, and I know he's black, but pine tar is darker than his skin. Can you believe that?
Did you watch the game, honey?
How was your day at work? Oh, you're not going to believe this one.
You have no idea.
Did you get yelled at again? No, actually.
No.
It was fantastic.
No, I did my job real well.
A guy made my job very easy tonight.
I did my job so well tonight. No one's ever done
it. So good.
As well as I have.
I'm assuming the internet sleuths are now going to go back and look at his last few appearances and try to spot something on his
hand. I do want to know what it was because it looks different, you know? It looks different.
It's off.
Yeah, I'm curious what it is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time
for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.